From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. President Obama says U.S. troops are continuing efforts to try to secure polling stations in Afghanistan for this week's presidential elections. But Mr. Obama warned that the overall struggle against insurgents in that nation will be a difficult and perhaps long one.
The insurgency in Afghanistan didn't just happen overnight, and we won't defeat it overnight. This will not be quick nor easy. But we must never forget, this is not a war of choice. This is a war of necessity.
Speaking in Phoenix to a convention of the veterans of foreign wars, the president said the U.S. military mission in Afghanistan is vital to U.S. security. The Obama administration has filed court papers saying the president wants to repeal the Defense of Marriage Act, or DOMA. Still, Justice Department lawyers say they are obligated to defend the law defining marriage as between a man and a woman. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
The brief says this administration does not support DOMA as a matter of policy, believes that it is discriminatory, and supports its repeal. But it also says the Department of Justice has long followed the practice of defending federal statutes as long as reasonable arguments can be made in support of their constitutionality. So the administration will defend the law in court and oppose it in Washington. The brief also rejects the argument that gay marriage hurts kids. It says, children raised by gay and lesbian parents are as likely to be well-adjusted as children raised by heterosexual parents. The Obama administration filed a brief supporting the Defense of Marriage Act once before. That angered gay rights groups who said President Obama broke his campaign promise to fight the law. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
In California, officials have lifted evacuation orders in parts of the state as emergency workers try to stamp out nearly a dozen wildfires. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco has more.
Northern California residents began returning to their homes in the Sierra Nevada foothills and also the Santa Cruz Mountains. They had been evacuated last week when various wildfires threatened their communities. Fire officials in Yuba County say a hawk hit a power line, igniting flames that destroyed two homes. They hope to surround the fire by Friday. The fire in the Santa Cruz Mountains is now reportedly half contained. And to the south, as the blaze in Santa Barbara comes under control, officials say illegal marijuana growers are to blame for starting the wildfire. Investigators traced the fast-moving fire to hidden pot farms in the mountain regions, including national forests. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.
The first hurricane of the 2009 Atlantic season is now a Category 2 storm. Hurricane Bill has topped winds of 100 miles per hour, and forecasters say it is likely to get even stronger over the next 2 days. Forecasters say the storm is likely to move toward Bermuda by week's end, but stay clear of Florida. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials fell 186 points. This is NPR News. The Federal Reserve is extending a program to encourage lending in the commercial real estate market. NPR's John Itzde has details.
Commercial property values have fallen more than a third since they peaked in 2007. Officials are worried there won't be adequate credit available to roll over the nearly $165 billion in commercial mortgages that come due this year. To help meet the need for new credits, the Fed is extending its TALF lending program. The acronym stands for Term Asset-Backed Securities Loan Facility. The Fed says that instead of ending on December 31st, the program will run through June 30th of next year. The Fed said it would consider a further extension if circumstances warrant. The Fed is also extending the TALF program for consumer and business loans through March 31st. The TALF has helped reduce interest rates in the auto, credit card, and commercial real estate markets. John Itzde, NPR News, Washington.
Anti-war protesters at the University of California, Berkeley, are calling for the dismissal of a former Bush administration official who is scheduled to teach law there. John Yoo is one of the two former Bush administration officials who critics say wrote the legal memos that were used to justify controversial interrogation methods used on terror suspects. Yoo has defended the techniques, including waterboarding, saying they were necessary anti-terror methods in the wake of 9/11. He worked for the administration from 2001 until 2003. Again in stocks, the Dow Industrials down 186 points, the Nasdaq fell 54, and the S&P 500 lost 24. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News from Washington.